It's coming.
Oh, oh.
Not that kind of coming.
Oh.
It's coming to BFO. All next week.
No, Santa's
not so bad. Anything but that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Don't mess the return of Shart Week.
All next week on BigFattyOnline.com.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
No. Not bad, anything but
oh
that.
My God, oh my God.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3449 of the BFO for Monday, the 26th of April, 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend, and there was something in the Villa mailbox. Big Fatty. Forgetfulers, Big Fatty, that's you. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're forgetfulers, because y'all, I'm just going to go ahead and just tackle these topics, because y'all, I forgot to tell you last week. You know, I was talking about my Lucky Day USA video tape. Yes, Big Fatty, you're going to play that theme song again? Would you like me to? Well, well, you're lucky. I can't find it. But anyway, y'all, in with these videotapes, or with the videotape of Lucky Day USA, y'all, I ran across two videotapes from the VRC. Y'all, I did a couple of commercials, local commercials, back in the day. One of them was for The News at 10 here in town, and one of them was for Eyewitness News or something like that. But y'all, I played a family man in one of them. Big Fatty, that's a stretch. And the other one, I was kind of an insomniac, where I was, I just wanted to go to bed, and I had to wait up late for the news. And so anyway, y'all, it's just little parts of Big Fatty's life. Big Fatty, is there any way we can just put an end to it? My life? No, just to talk about it. Yes, okay. And y'all, the other thing, y'all, I forgot to tell you that my new earmuffs that young Nicholas helped me with, y'all, on my headphones, y'all, they are just lovely. I love them. Y'all, it is like a brand new set of headphones, and y'all, I could not be happier with it. Yes, Big Fatty, now move the show forward. Yeah, I see y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the phone, right? A little show. Y'all, I can't remember anything of interest that happened Thursday evening. I just can't remember, B. Y'all, on for right, I will say that I have kept up my nipple walking. Y'all, on for right. Y'all, I spent the day preparing. I was preparing for... the Friday at Fatty's. Y'all, I have been, when I got that 30% coupon from the Kohl's, y'all, I've been a shopping. And y'all, a couple of things came in, and I washed my underpants. Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants. Big Fatty, I forgot what you didn't wear. Bless his heart. Y'all, I'm very pleased with my purchases. And I'll tell you more about the Kohl's in a minute. But y'all, it's been free shipping. It's been free shipping at the Kohl's. I was preparing for right day night. Granny was providing the supper. Y'all, we had chicken wings, and we had French fried potatoes. And Granny loves the Kentucky Fried Chicken coleslaw. Y'all, he got four big old jugs of it. We ate one. Then I made those cauliflower tots, and I've had a special request from Mr. Cackle to taste test them on the little show. Big Fatty Steve the Tater will be loving it. Yeah, Big Fatty, this reminds me of Dr. Stone. It's true, but you know, this music moved into the public domain when Live It Up disappeared. Now, y'all, I made these, it's the Bird's Eye Cauliflower Tots. And y'all, they brown up very nicely. Made them on for right day night. Yeah, I didn't cook them quite enough in the air. In the air fryer, they weren't crispy enough, in my opinion. But everybody thought they were good, but I had some left over, so I've just taken them out of the air fryer, and I'm just going to give them a try here and let you hear. And y'all, if you didn't know, they were made... The Friday night, they tasted a little bit more like cauliflower. But y'all, these... If you didn't know, I put salt on them. If you didn't know, you'd swear that they were tater tots. It was a very slight hint of cauliflower, but Mr. Cackle, I thoroughly endorse these for you to put into your gullet. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, of course, on a Friday night, Granny and Dirt, y'all, it wasn't just Granny, but we'll play the Granny music anyway. Yes, Big Fatty.
You know we love our Granny. We know that she's all right. But she's got some peculiar notions at Big Fatty's tonight.
Daddy!
Daddy, indeed! Y'all, that, of course, is the Haunt Cub. And Haunt Cub, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before bumper. And y'all, it was Durwood and Granny and I sitting on the veranda. And y'all, across the street, right in front of Sebastian's old townhouse, there was a man out walking his dog, and the dog paused to take a dump. Granny goes, "Oh, that dog's taking a dump." And Durwood looked over, and y'all, then the two of them started giggling and laughing at each other, and then they'd get tickled at each other, and y'all, they were just out of control. Y'all, there was wine shooting out of noses, and I mean, y'all, the more they cackled, the funnier it got. And y'all, it just went on and on and on. And they were laughing about dog shit. But anyway, y'all, it was a lovely evening. Everybody It was an early evening. Young Nicholas had to, y'all, he was working an extra shift on Satney, and he had to be in at 5:30 a.m. in the morning. So he wasn't here very late at all. In fact, everybody was gone by 9 o'clock, I think. And y'all, then on night at 9:30 p.m. in the evening, y'all, we had the State of the Station, his old Crooked Hat, and that Daniel Biba and myself. The other suits had prior commitments, y'all, they announced the dates of Pride 48, 2021. Y'all, it's going to be I'm looking at the wrong thing. It's going to be July. They've moved it to July the 23rd through the 25th, Daniel Biba has come back into the fold, and y'all, I have stepped down as a suit. There's no bad feelings. Nobody made me mad. Nothing ugly was said or anything. Y'all, it's somebody else's turn. And it doesn't mean Pride 48's going away, and it's just going to get better and better. And I told old Crooked Hat that back when I was in the mountains the cabin, and he had decided a few days after the way he wanted to it was a good time to restructure Pride 48. So y'all, they've dismissed the suits with many thanks for the years of work that they've done. And Daniel has come back in, and it's going to be Daniel and Adam running the show. And they're going to depend on many of you out there to step forward and help out on different committees and things like that. And there's no hard feelings. And so that's the big news on that. Y'all, honestly, I'm looking forward to going to, and let me just say one thing. Daniel and Adam both had very kind things to say about Big Fatty, I appreciate it, but, you know, I'm not one I'll just leave it at I appreciate it. I don't remember what I was going to say after that. But anyway, y'all, afterwards, y'all, I watched the news and the Jeopardy. Y'all, I thought that Anderson Cooper had done a pretty good job his first week. Slept like a baby. And y'all, then on Saturday, I basically just caught up on things on the TV machine. Y'all, I had a few more things come in from the cuz, and y'all then on nothing exciting. Y'all, I did make some fried cabbage. Young Nicholas had made it when we were up in the mountains, and y'all, it was just bacon and onions cooked in the bacon, and then you just chop up the cabbage and fry it up in that bacon grease and onions and crumble the bacon on top. Y'all, it's absolutely delicious. And had that with some of that poke. And y'all, and then I was trying to clear some things out of the refrigerator, and y'all, so I had some more onion. I cooked it in some bacon grease. Y'all, I threw in some mushrooms that I had, and y'all, then I had some chicken and garlic pasta things, and I threw them in with it. And y'all, there was somebody was going to drink a beer on Friday night, and they decided against it. So y'all, I poured that can of beer in and let it kind of stew together. Y'all, it was the nastiest thing I've ever put in my mouth. But I saved it thinking that, well, maybe it'll taste better the next day. I haven't tried it yet, but I am going to have another one of these California tots. Cauliflower tots. And, then on Sunday, I had an e-letter from the Cools. One day only. One day only, 40% off. You can use it just one time. And y'all, I went back online and y'all, I bought a couple of things. One of them I probably could have done without. But actually, I don't remember what the other one was right off the top of my head. But anyway, y'all, I'll tell you more about that once it comes in. But anyway, y'all, I've got Kohl's Cash now that I can start using today, Monday the 26th. Got free shipping also. One of the things I got was a rug for the front porch. round rug. Yes, Big Betty, round rug. And y'all, and then I have been on the horn with the NIP Sunday afternoon. And y'all, in just a few minutes, I'm going to sit down with old Veda, and we're going to do the LFC. And y'all, that pretty much has been my weekend. Big Fatty, you didn't talk about what came in the Villa mailbox. Oh, well, let's do that now. Make a wish, wish every dream, wish every heart, send your wish mail come true. Yeah, that's it. Y'all got a large envelope, and y'all, it is from the Haunt Cub and the Haunt Daddy. And y'all, we're just going to open it up right now and see what it is. I've not been expecting anything. So, the Big Fatty. Let's just see. Oh, let's just see what it is. Oh, Big Fatty. It looks vulgar. There's a card. There's a card. And it says, there's a picture of a puppy dog. And it says, I'm a lucky dog. And you open it up and it says, to have a wonderful friend like you. Saw this little treasure. And of course, you came immediately to mine. Love ya. Jay and Ron. Well, Jay and Ron, thank you so much for that. It's just lovely. And y'all, it is a, is it a coloring book? No, it's just, it's a child's book. It's a child's book, and y'all, the title of it is My Butt Is Not, excuse me, My Butt Is So Noisy. And y'all, evidently, it's all about farting. And, y'all, it's just some sort of, and y'all, it ends with a very important butt.
Fatty?
But, y'all, Ron and Jay, I'll have to look at this later, but y'all, I'll put a picture of it up on the www at noon today. And y'all, now that pretty much has been the weekend. Yes, Big Ready. Y'all, it's a little sad news. Daniel Bieber had to make the hard decision to have his kitty cat Buzzy put to sleep, and that's never easy. So y'all, keep Daniel in your thoughts, if you will. Oh dear, guess it. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. It looks like it's going to be hot here. Y'all, it did rain. It did rain on Saturday, and so we were grateful for that. Well, y'all, we hadn't had rain since the end of March. Y'all, short week next week. Get your calls in to the BFO immediately. I've got to prepare for short week. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, the old stink pot made that opening. And y'all, when you think of stink pot, let's all just say it together.
Not that, anything but that.
Oh my God, oh my God.
Oh, yes, that's how they all feel about old stink pot.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.